Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your role with the show.
Hi, I'm Deborah Bai, and I'm the co-artistic director and a performer with Broadway's Next Hit Musical.
And that show, Broadway's Next Hit Musical, is coming to AMP by Strathmore at the Pike and Rose there up in, I guess it's North Bethesda, between Rockville, somewhere in there. this Saturday from 4 to 8:30 p.m., tell us what this is. I know it's been billed as the Tony Awards meets Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yes. So if you've ever heard of the Tony Awards, we think of ourselves as the Phony Awards. So the audience comes in and they write down a made up song title on a slip of paper, put it in a fishbowl, and then we have a host come out, sort of like a Neil Patrick Harris type, come and, you know, do a little bit of crowd work. And then we have four improvisers in the company who come out and present their, in quotes, nominated song that they have just pulled from the fishbowl and present it as if it's a, you know, a hit of the Broadway musical theater canon from this last year of musicals, and improvise that scene in that song. There's four of them. Then the audience votes on which improvised scene and song they like the best. That one wins the Phony Award. And then in the second half of the show, we improvise an entire musical comedy, including that song that was just created moments ago.
Oh, wow. So is just, so I have this right, is the first half of the show set up like it is an award show? Like, you know, performing,
yes,
live performances of the number, you know, you'll have, you see them on the Tonys, the cast will come out and put. So the first half is like an award show, and then the second half is an actual musical improvised?
All of it is improvised. The award show part is improvised because we don't know what song we're going to sing because we pull that slip of paper out of the fishbowl that was written by an audience member. So it's as if we're presenting a nominated song that was written by an audience member, and we improvise it right in front of their eyes, the lyrics, the music, the harmonies, the choreography, everything. And then we improvise that whole musical too.
That's hilarious. It's okay if you don't remember, but do you remember any stand out in your mind of, you know, a song title that inspired a really, really funny one at some point?
I do. There was we did one in, I believe it was in Tennessee, in Maryville, Tennessee, and it was my song that won, which is probably why I remember it. I think the song title itself was very average, like, you know, Brian, I Love You or something, but it ended up being where I was a princess and my, you know, young love was tiptoeing into my, you know, my boudoir. And in order to hide from my father, I hid him behind my dress. And the person playing that character, he ended up picking me up on his shoulders. So I ended up singing the song on, like, standing up on his shoulders. And that one won. So then we had to sing it again while standing on his shoulders. So it was a very athletic show. That's what I remember about that one.
Nice. Now, Disho and your co-stars, you said there's four of you up there?
Yes. So we have four musical improvisers, people who we sort of like, Whose Line Is It Anyway? We make up all the lyrics, all of the dialogue, all of the choreography. We have our musical director who's on the piano making up every single note that you'll hear in the show. And then we, of course, have our host and our stage manager who does the lights and sound. So we're a nice tight group that we travel around the country and the world.
Just so I have a little background on, I mean, you mentioned the four of you, but dish a little bit on sort of their backstories, or maybe any other maybe theater credits they have, or at least maybe where they're from in the U.S. or, you know, any good details on them.
Oh, sure. Let's see. What can I say? So let's see. Well, my co-artistic director, he's hilarious. In the same way that I'm hilarious, because we've been improvising for an extremely long time. So we are very well crafted at what we do. We make it look easy, but it's really skill up there that you're seeing when you see people, you know, being funny off the cuff. So we've been improvising together for probably, oh my goodness, almost 20 years. And we have other people in the show who, in New York City, there's a tourist attraction called The Ride, which is the bus that kind of goes around the city and has acts set up in different parts of the city that the bus kind of goes by. And one of our actors is a host on that. So it's very improvisational about, you know, keeping tourists entertained and showing them the city. We have people who have directed the different like halftime Super Bowl shows who are our hosts, stand-up comedians, people who have, you know, done stand-up all across the country. Our music directors have written musicals, been part of Avenue Q on Broadway. So it's a varied cast of really talented people and wonderful singers.
Awesome. Well, thanks for, you know, dishing on the actual performers. Tell me a little more about the actual backstory of the production itself. You know, when did it first start? And, you know, how long has it been touring the country?
Yeah, so we've been touring the country for, let's see, it's 2022 now. All right, I got to get caught up. I know it's January. So
the pandemic ruins every, it is, you might as well add 40 years on each year here, but.
Exactly. Like when I think of last year, I'm thinking that it's last year was 2020. So I can't, it's hard to remember there was a year or two in there. So yeah, we started touring probably about, I'm going to say like 10 years ago. And we've toured all over the United States and beyond. So we've done almost every single state in the United States, which was kind of a fun goal of ours, like see if we could get to every single state. We've been to Hawaii, we've been to Alaska, Virginia, Michigan, Texas, California, Colorado, all of those places. And then we were lucky enough before the pandemic to do our first international performance in Bermuda, which is, you know, obviously terrible, right? Being sent to Bermuda to perform was wonderful.
Oh, such a tough life.
I know. Yeah. You feel bad for us. And then right before the pandemic, we also were lucky enough to perform in an improvisation festival in Portugal. So that was terrible, just awful for us.
Yeah,
we've been very lucky.
It's really cool. You know, that you all have those opportunities through the show. That's really, really cool.
It's nice. Well,
Have you done this location at the Amp before? Do you remember?
You know, I don't remember. I mean, we have a touring document. I could look it up. I don't have it pulled up right this moment, but I don't know if we've done.
You played the DC area in general or Baltimore.
We have. Oh yeah, we have. I think we did I want to say we did Wolf Trap, but I think we did at one time, which is right near there in Virginia. Yeah, I can't remember if we did Maryland. In a way, I hope we didn't, because I'd love for this to be our first time being there and to really like surprise and excite people when we're there. Oh, and one of the things I should say about our show that's kind of great is it's really for everybody. So you could feel comfortable bringing your 10-year-old child or your grandmother. We aim to do a general audiences show, so that, you know, we like to be inclusive of our audience. And I think sometimes with improvisation, people get worried that they're going to get picked on, or, you know, if they sit in the front row, that we're going to somehow abuse them or something. But that's really not our ethic. We really like to be inclusive of people and, you know, bring them along with us to have a good time on the show.
Yeah. Good, clean fun. You know, if you can watch, you know, Wayne Brady make up a musical number, and it's good, clean fun, just like this.
Exactly. That's exactly how we feel about it.
All right, cool. Well, I mean, actually, you know, if I could try to localize it a little bit, you know, here in the DC area, do you think people will be shouting out titles that are DC centric or political, or, you know what I mean? Like we're a Washington town. So do you think that'll, you know, color the suggestions at all?
You know, they might. I've found that sometimes when we're in different towns, that whatever is happening in that town might make its way into some of the suggestion slips that people write down. I know during the election, we had so many political suggestions in the fishbowl that people had written down. It became sort of a glut that we knew that no matter what was going to happen, at least one of us was going to pull something out. So it's entirely possible. I think people like to reflect what's going on in their town or in their vicinity to see us work, you know, play with it and throw it in there, maybe to try to challenge us, or, you know, see if you can make something out of this crazy thing that's happening. And that's always fun for us, because we like to personalize the musical. We often ask our presenters to provide us with information about what is going on in that town, or, you know, locally, if there's, you know, any famous person that came from there, or if there's like a, you know, a character in that town that everybody knows, like the wacky mayor, or, you know what I mean? So we like to know about those things, because it makes it more fun for us to play with the audience, and it makes it feel more personalized to that location, not just some standard show that you pull out of the box and you do it and then you put it back in the box and you keep on moving. We like to really personalize what we do.
Sure. That makes it way more fun. And I guess my one question is, do they just write the song title or do they write the style? Like, for instance, do people write down for the Fishbowl? Do they write, I don't know, the sing about the Smithsonian in the style of Rent, or, you know what I mean? Marilyn Blue right. Crabs in the style of Hamilton. Like, do they suggest the style or just the song?
No, we haven't had the audience suggest the style. Usually on the slips, it says, please make up a song title. And we usually have ushers or staff out in the lobby with the fishbowl and the pieces of paper and pens, you know, sort of guiding people saying, you know, please write down something made up. But they haven't written down the style, although that is something that it's one of the things we want to do in the future. And we try to put it in where we can. Oftentimes we might, in fact, suggest the style based on what we see. You know, like if we see a song title that in our minds inspires a style, we might introduce the song so that it will be in that style, you know, which is a clue to our musical director who is playing to go, ooh, let me improvise something in this style. Or that our musical improviser might make that choice for us, that they start playing a particular style, which will then define that song will be in that style. But usually the audience just writes down a made up song title. And sometimes I always find this funny. People just don't read directions. So sometimes, you know, when we go to pull a made up song title out of the fishbowl, we'll get a pre-written one, you know, like This Magic Moment, or, you know, someone will write Hamilton, which clearly that's already written. So we either will take it and, you know, make it into something brand new, or we'll say, you know, all right, we got to go back to the fishbowl because this one's already written. So it's kind of a fun in the moment thing, you know, depending on who does it, what they're feeling in that moment.
Right. Absolutely. Wait, so you mentioned that there's like a music director or someone that starts playing them, because, for instance, you know, our listeners will remember, you know, Whose Line, for instance, they have the women playing the music over by the piano and the guitar. And so they sort of strike up the tone. And then Wayne Brady or Ryan Stiles, whoever, will jump in. Like, is that how it works? Like, I guess my question is, who is your music director?
Yeah. So we have a few people that we work with. One of them is Gary Adler, who is well known in the New York City music world. He wrote the musical Altar Boys, and he was the music director of Avenue Q, and he played for the Radio City Music Hall Christmas Spectacular for many, many years. He conducted and played there. So what we'll do in the show is, you know, we'll pull out that made up song title and present it as if it were a nominated song, just like, you know, in an awards show. And in so doing, we make up what musical it's from. So if it was called, you know, if the song title was The Greenest Plant, you know, someone might say, oh, and this, The Greenest Plant is from the musical, you know, Forest of Magic, and then explain what the show Forest of Magic is. You know, it's the story of a witch who curses a forest and, you know, tries to kill all of the wildlife. And it's the story of how this one, you know, young warrior challenges the witch and makes the forest green again. And in this song, you know, The Greenest Leaves, this is the song I sing. I'm that warrior. And this happens after I've defeated the witch. And then we improvise that scene leading into that song. So we do four of those scenes into songs. And our music director is listening to what we suggest and we provide what we're improvising, and then starts playing, like I said, you know, maybe in a particular style or a particular feel or mood that will then define the song musically in terms of what they play. But it really is a give and take between the improviser / singer and the music director. Sometimes the audience, you know, will perceive or imagine that it's all on the pianist who is guiding and leading us, but it's really more like a dance. They lead a little bit and we follow a little bit, then we lead and they follow. And it's really, because when you're making up a song, you don't know where it's going to go. That's the whole point of it. And it's like a very delicate dance.
That's I love the way that you put that, for sure. Delicate dance. Yeah. It's a collaboration back and forth with the music group, for sure. Awesome. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun, and that's cool. I mean, you said it started in Manhattan, what, like 10 years ago. So it's nice to see that it's grown and still touring, and it's coming to our area. Again, it is called Broadway's Next Hit Musical. It's going to be this Saturday, the 29th. At 4 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. I guess there's two shows. So
I guess we're doing two shows. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, head over to strathmore.org to get your tickets. And we really appreciate you joining us.
Thank you so much. Can't wait to see everybody there. We hope to see you, and we know that you're going to have a great time and laugh your face off.
All right. Sounds good. We'll talk to you later. See ya.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.